All right, so we're starting at the top of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. So it says in the Mishnah, so we're talking about the Mishnah, one of the Takanos of Rabbi Gamaliel, that the women are not, the Almona was not allowed to take from the Nichsa Yitomim Ela B'Shavua. And it says then that they were Nimna Ula Shbia. They stopped taking a Shavua. So the question is, why did they stop taking a Shavua? So that's where it says, Nimna Ula Shbia. My time, why did they stop taking, make or forcing them to take a Shavua or taking a Shavua? Ilema Mishum Durab Kahano. Where is it? Because of the problem of Rav Kahano, Damar Rav Kahano, Vami Lo Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Maaseh Ba'adam Echad. There was a case by an individual, B'shnei Batzoret, in the in a year of a famine, Shehitzki Dinar Zahav Eitel Almana, that he put a gold coin that he left with a Almana. V'inachto B'kad Shel Kemach, and then she placed it in a a pitcher or some sort of storage area where she kept flour. In the end, she ended up baking the bread. And when she baked the bread, she baked it with the coin inside of it. And then she gave away that bread or that loaf of bread to an ani. So in the, at some point, the owner of the dinar shows up. Give me back my dinar zahav. So Amarlay, she says back to him. And the Tosfos read over here is when she says back to him, she says means that she did this, Nishba Ba'ala. She took a Shavua, and she used one of the Kinuyim and the Shem Hashem. She said, the Gemara is Mekatsi here, doesn't tell all of this, but she took a Shavua, and she says, Yaneh Sama Mavit Bechad Mi Baneha, that, that potion of death should be on one of her children, Shota Isha, Im Ne'aneti Mi Dinan Chai, if I got any benefit from your dinar. So, Dinan Chai Klum, if I got any benefit there. So, Amru, in a short time, one of her children passed away. So now we know, it's not just a coincidence. It was too much of a too obvious that was because of her shvuah. When the chachamim heard about this, amru ma mishin nishba beemet. Right, someone who took a shvuah, a truthful shvuah, kach. Right, that's what happens to them. A nishba a shekel achas kama v'kama. Then certainly someone who takes a shvuah the sheker, how grave or how problematic that could be. So Gemara says, first of all, my time a yancho. Right, why did she get punished at all? She said, she didn't get any hanah from it. Right, she took a shvuah that she didn't get any hanah from the dinar zahav. She didn't get any hanah from it. So Gemara says, no, she did get hanah from it. The ishtar shela makom dinar. Because the space, the volume which the coin took up, in that volume she didn't have to put in flour or make more bread. So since the coin actually gave volume to the loaf, that saved her some cooking or saved her some space, and because of that she did get hung off from it. Oh my, Mishanishba Be'emet, what do you mean? She told the truth. Right? So she didn't say the truth. She didn't take a truthful shvuah. Other Kemishanishba Be'emet. She assumed, she thought she was saying the truth. She thought she was taking a shvuah truthfully. And because of that, right, this all happened to her. So the Chachamim say, oh my gosh. But if this is the gravity of a situation where someone takes a shvuah, and here they didn't even think they were doing something wrong, and this is what happens to them, then certainly we're going to have these women take shvuahs, and the possibility that they do something wrong, that for sure we don't, right? We don't want to happen, we don't want to happen at all. So Tosfos talks about a little bit over here about, we're not going to get into it so much, but he just points out that we know we have in the Dorim and in Shvuot, we spoke about the fact that a ones is not considered liable when it comes to a shvua. Right? I mean, if someone takes a shvua b'ones, right, then they're not considered. They don't get malchus, they don't have to be in carbon. I mean, that's not considered to be a token of a shvua. So how come over here this woman is held culpable, right, even though she was, as Shaul was saying, even she really didn't get any hanah from it. She wasn't so, it wasn't such a big deal. So the end of the Tosfos, he says, V'yesh Lomar, it's the first Tosfos here. It's three lines from the bottom of the first Tosfos on the Daf. He says, V'yesh Lomar, the Hacha Gabi Pikadon, Havalali Yezaher Yoter, L'Shomro Heitev. Comes to a coin, she should have been more careful with it. She should have taken, right, a greater care. V'Avalal Asuke Adata, Shetavoli De Shvua. Because she should have thought, if she does this, it could create a problem that she'll end up with a Shvua. And so, therefore, it's not considered a Shvua, but Ones, because she could have had some foresight to see that this might end up in this situation, or this could create a problem. And therefore, Tosfos differentiates it from a classic Shvuat Ones. All right, now, the Gemara says, well, that can't be the reason why we don't have the women take a Shvuah. Why? The Gemara continues, because if that was the case, then why is it only unique to Almana? Right? Why is it unique to Almana? It should apply to everybody. Right? Hamayiri Almana. Why should it only be by Almana that we don't take a Shua? Afilu Grusha Nami. Right? So, why doesn't a Grusha Almana, why should she take a Shua? If the problem is the gravity or the problem is the severity of a Shua, that should apply to everybody, not just to an Almana. Because Amarab Zeirama Shmua, Lo Shana Ella Almana of Grusha Mashbinota. Right? So, if you want to say, you know what, that's the case, it applies to everybody, but we know that Zeirama Shmua says that this, our Mishnah is application by an Almana, not by a Grusha. By a Grusha, we are Mashbinota. Gemara says, no, Almana is unique. Why is the Almana unique? Almana shiny b'ayi hano, the kartarcha kame diyatme, and hano that she does by taking care of the asomim when she's still with the estate. Ate le ruye hetera, she'll give herself a het there. So even though she collected a portion of her ksuba already, she'll say, no, that's not really for my ksuba. That was payment for me taking care of the estate and taking care of the asomim. And therefore, I really am owed my whole ksuba. Even though she has gotten a portion of her ksuba already, she'll be more ahead for herself. And therefore, there's a danger when she's more ahead for herself that she'll come to take this shavua, and it'll be a shvat sheker. And because the shvat sheker is so dangerous, we don't want her taking this, possibly taking this shvat sheker. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yirmi Yerba Abba, Rabu Shmuel de Armei Tavayu. Rav and Shmuel both said, Lo Shanu Ela Bebezdin. That's only in Bezdin. Where do we have this problem where we say she shouldn't take a shvua? That's when it's in the context of Beis Din. Aval chutz de Beis Din, mashbinota. When it's outside of Beis Din, then we do take a shvua. So what's the difference between a shvua in Beis Din and a shvua outside of Beis Din? So that Rashi points out over here. There's a Rashi here in Lamed Hei. It says the Beis Din mashbinota. What is that? Right. So Rashi says shvua dayanim shel torahi. Shvua dayanim is midoraisa. V'nokat, and when it's in the context of court, nokat sefer Torah b'yodei o tefillin. He has to take a object of mitzvah in his hand. U'mashbi ala b'shem o b'kinoi. He takes a shvua with the shem Hashem or with a kinoi. I mean that this type of shvua is like very serious shvua. It's a shvua do, possibly a shvua do raisa. We'll see Tosfos in a sec. It's a shvua do raisa. It's in context of Beis Din. It requires nikitat chafetz. We saw this together in the Gemara Ksubos together in Pechet. Right? You have to hold on to a chafetz shel mitzvah, and then you have to take the shvua with the shem Hashem. Right, and therefore on shamiruba, it has a great. The punishment for it is right is extreme, and therefore we don't want her to take it. But when she's chutz lebeis din, then it's only a shvua derabbanon, or it's like a shvua derabbanon, and that's only bekilulat arur. Right, then they don't do it with the shem Hashem. They use a klolo instead, velo nikit midei, and they don't hold a nikikat chavetz. They don't hold a mitzvah, and ve'en osha kokach, and therefore it's not as severe. So if the whole issue is the severity of the punishment or the gravity of the situation, that only has application more in the context of Beis Din, because in there she takes a full-fledged shvua with nekitat chafetz and all those things, whereas outside of Beis Din she doesn't do that. Since it's not a full-fledged shvua outside of Beis Din, then we don't worry about taking that shvua, because if it's the sheker, okay, fine. It's not good, but it's not as bad as the situation when she takes it in Beis Din. Tosfos over here points out in the Gemara in Ksubos that Rashi differentiates between shvua derabbanan and shvua d'oraisa. That by a shvua d'oraisa, he says you need nikitat chafetz, whereas by a shvua d'rabbanan, you don't need nikitat chafetz. You don't have to hold a mitzvah object. That's what he says that's wrong. That even by a shvua d'rabbanan, you need a nikitat chafetz. And he says, I can prove it to you, even though Rashi said this in Ksubos, that Rashi over here says like I'm saying, which is what? That only it has to do with inside Beis Din, not outside of Beis Din. Nothing to do with shvua d'oraisa or shvua d'rabbanan. Although if you look in Rashi here, he says shvua d'oraisa min haTorah and shvua d'rabbanan. So I saw the Marshal says that when Rashi says Shvua d'oraisa or Shvua d'rabbanan, he doesn't mean literally Shvua d'rabbanan d'oraisa, but means like Shvua d'oraisa, because in Beis Din it's usually Shvua d'oraisa, and d'rabbanan is like Shvua d'rabbanan because that's what's outside of Beis Din, not literally d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. But Tosfos says, and he brings other differences that the Gemara in Shvuz has between a Shvua d'oraisa or Shvua d'rabbanan, Mabchinan, can you flip the Shvua on the other side? Issue about the whole process they did. They mechaben neiros and they blew up flasks. All this. They used to do these scare tactics when it was d'oraisa versus d'rabbanan. Other differences that we see between a shvua d'oraisa or shvua d'rabbanan. Okay, now the Gemara says, "Ini, is this really true?" V'ha Rav lo megave ktuba l'armaloto. Rav refused to collect on ksubos for amanot. Why? Because since they couldn't take a shvua, then he didn't allow them to collect their ksuba. So Kasha, the Gemara says, that's a problem. So Basura Matnu Hachi. That's the way they learned this memra in Surah. Benardo, but in Nardo they learned it this way. Manu Hachi. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lo Shanel BeBeisdin. Aval Chutz the Beisdin Mashbinota. That the only one who made this qualification of in and out of Beisdin was Shmuel, not Rav and Shmuel, but just Shmuel. For Rav Amar, Rav himself says Afilu Chutz the Beisdin Nami in Mashbinota. Even outside of Beisdin, we don't make her take a Shvua. Rav the Tamei. So this is Rav consistent with his position. The Rav Lo Magve Ktubata Ktuba La Amrelato. So the Rav would not be Govea Aksuba for an Amono, because she couldn't take a Shvua. So where it says, Li Adra Velikve, what about our Mishnah? Why doesn't she take a Neder like our Mishnah sedans? That's the Zakana of Rabbi Gamliel. She'll take a Neder and she'll collect. So where it says, Vishnei the Rav Kile Nidore. In the time of Rav, people were not Makbid on Nidorim. And therefore, since people were not Makbid on Nidorim, that is not a, does not have Tokef, that does have the power to replace a Shvua, and therefore have the woman take a nether in place of a shvua, and then she'll be afraid to violate the nether. Since they weren't afraid of violating the nether, that wasn't enough of a deterrent to stop the woman from lying. And because that wasn't impetus, then nether doesn't work. If you can't use a nether, and you can't use a shvua, then the woman can't collect her ksuba. And so now, you're going to have some cases here. Hi, hayi the ate the kami the Rav Huna. There's a woman who came before Rav Huna, Amalah, my avilach, what can I do for you? The Rav lo magvik tuba la armeloto, because a Rav does not allow a woman to collect her ksuba because she can't take a shavua. So Amarlei, midehu taima ela dilma nikitna, right? Mide miktubati. What's the reason that I have to take a shavua? Is because maybe I collected a portion of my ksuba already. So chaya shem tzvakot, right? She takes a shavua b'shem Hashem imne neiti b'ktubati klum. If I got anything from my ksuba already. So she takes, she jumps and takes the shvua before she's asked to take it. So Amar Rav Huna, Moder Rav bekofetzet. The Rav agrees that if she already was kofetzet and took the shvua, we didn't ask her to take the shvua, but she goes ahead and takes the shvua on her own volition, that she can collect her ksuba in that instance, because right, she's now taking the shvua. Once she's taken the shvua, there's nothing to withhold from her anymore. Haida ate the kamei de Rabba bar Rav Huna. So now, someone came before Rabba, the son of Rav Huna. So Amar La, Mai Avid Laich, what can I do for you? The Rav, lo magve ktuba l'armelot, that Rav did not collect a ksuba for an amono, because she couldn't take a shavua. Rabba Mori, and my father, right? Because this is Rabba bar Rav Huna. In the previous case, it was Rav Huna who quoted Rav. Lo magve ktuba l'armelot. And he also didn't collect, allow an amono to collect a ksuba without a shavua. So now, so Amar Lei, so she says, all right, takes a different tact. Havli mizone, let me at least have my mizonos from the estate. I can't give you mizonos either from the estate. Why? Right, so we saw this together, ksubos, that a woman already asks for a ksuba to claim her ksuba, but based in la mizonot, she no longer is qualified to get mizonot. Once she goes in to claim her ksuba, then she's saying that she no longer wants the mizonos. When she does that, she's already taken herself out of the estate and can no longer eat mizonos. Right, very good. Excellent. So that's the reason we saw in the Gemara in Ksubos. What's the reason that Atovat Ketubata based in La Mizonos is because why is she allowed to stay in the estate and get Mizonos? Because, right, remember they said this, because the husband would take care of her and he would want her to be all set. But once she's ready to get married and to move on, right, then we say that the husband no longer wants to support her. That's not, he doesn't feel that she's part of his household anymore. She's not, you know, left the estate. She's no longer connected to him anymore. So once she's Megala dies, if she wants to collect the ksuba, it already shows that she's ready to leave the estate, ready to go out and to find a new husband. And at that point, then the estate or the husband doesn't feel obligated to support the woman anymore. So here, when she's Megala dies, right, she no longer gets mizonos. So Amrale, this woman said to Rabbi Rahuna, Afchua le kursei, flip over his chair. Right? Kibetre Avdali. He is paskening to me like two different memras. Why? Because he's bringing the memra of Rav, who says that a woman can't collect because she can't make a shavua. And he's bringing the memra of Shmuel, who says that it was Tovat Ketubata Bezein Lamizonos. So if he had given Shmuel the sheet, you know, meaning he's consistent in Shmuel Shita, she would have been able to collect her ksuba. Or she's consistent in Rav, maybe Rav doesn't hold that position of Shmuel, and then even though she couldn't get her ksuba, she could get Mizonos. So she said, flip over his chair, she cursed him. She says, you know what, let him, you know, he should be flipped over, he should disappear. So now, Havchul HaKursei, right, Ritir Tzua, So they tried to, his Talmidim went ahead and flipped over the chair and then upright it. I mean, they wanted the curse to come true on the chair so that she shouldn't curse Rabbi Aruna. Even so, he was not saved from the curse of this woman, and he felt weak, or he became sickened from her curse. So Amar Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yirmiya, Bira, Adra b'beizdin v'ashba chutz l'beizdin. I want to make a woman take a nether in Beisdin, or have her take a shvua outside of Beisdin. Velete kala. So it'll be a public display. Vilupo be'anaychu. Right, so that it'll hear, all the Talmidim, everybody will hear about this. The be'ina, t'yeched avid b'amaseh. So that people will hear what I have done, and know that women can collect their ksuba. I mean, against the position of Rav and Rav Huna, I want people to hear, like Rav Yehuda is saying, like my Rabbi Shmuel, who says you can collect when a woman almona can still collect, even though she can't take the shavua. So he wanted this to be, he wanted to make a public demonstration of having such a case in court. And based on that, he wanted to people to hear or to know that in his days, that there is an ability for women to collect their ksuba. All right, so the Gemara continues. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Zeira Shmuel, lo shanu el almana. That we only said by an almana that she gets this dispensation of a grusha amashbinota. By grusha, she does take a shvua. So where it says, a grusha da adrelo, right? A grusha that takes a neder, that doesn't work. Ba'ashochu mitam. Right? We sent from over there, they sent to us. Ech plonita bat ploni. Right? They sent a bezdin. Sent over to another bezdin. Ech plonita bat ploni kabalit kita min yada da achabar hedja. This woman collected her, got a get. From her husband, it was Achabar Hedja, Dimit Kare, that was called Aya Mari, that was his nickname, so they added in the get as well. Vinadart Ba'asart Peirot Shebaolam Allah. And she took a neder to restrict the fruits of the world on her. The Lo Kabilit Miktubata, that she didn't receive any portion of her ksuba. Ella Glufkara, which is some sort of coat, wool, white wool coat. Echad. The Sefer Tehillim Echad, she had one Tehillim. Sefer Iyob and Mimashalot, right? Sefer of Iyob and Mishlei, Bluim, that were slightly worn. Vishamnum, and we assessed them, B'chamisha Mana, worth 5 Mana. Ukshila Tavoli Edchem, when she reaches you, Hagvua et Shashar, let her collect the rest, or you give her, right? Hagvua the rest, give her the rest of her ksuba that she's entitled to. So over there, what do you see? You see that the Grusha, this is a Grusha, is a divorcee, and Beis Din was willing to accept a neder for her that she hadn't collected any portion of her ksuba yet. So we just said, based on Rabbi Zeira, that the application of using neder in place of shvua was only by an almona, not by a Grusha. But here we see a Beis Din did it and allowed a Grusha to use a neder instead of a shvua. How could that be? So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi solves the problems. How get Yivamin Hava? This was not a regular get. This was a get yivamin. What is a get yivamin? So Rashi says a get yivamin is a case where she wasn't married. Her husband had passed away, and she was ready. She was waiting to be miyabim with one of the brothers. One of the brothers jumped the gun and gave her a get. By giving her a get, he passes her from doing yibum with any of the brothers. So he gave her a get not to divorce her, but rather to passel her from doing yibum at that point. And since she can't do Yibum, she was still an Amana. She never got married again, and she was an Amana, and that's why she was able to use a neder. Tosfos does not like Rashi's shot, because what did the Beis Din say from there? The Beis Din said over there that she got a get. Why is it relevant that a Yavama got a get? The only thing that's relevant for Yavama is that she had Chalitza. That even if she gets a get, she's puzzled to do Yibum, but she must still do Chalitza. So the document sent by the other Beis Din should have said that she had Chalitza, and therefore she's entitled to collect for her ksuba. In fact, that doesn't mention chalitza at all. Tosafot says it doesn't sound like what Rashi's saying. So he gives an alternative pshat. The Re gives an alternative pshat that get yivamin here is a case where that she was miyabim. She married the other brother. She was miyabim with the brother. And then that yobam was megarisher. That yobam was megarisher. When he's megarisher, if you remember in Yivamos, right, or in other places in Ksubos, that she's entitled to collect her ksuba from the possessions of the first husband, right? It's ksuba is al bala harishon. Ksuba goes on the possessions of her first husband. So Re says, what's the whole problem by almono? What is the reason that we said by an almono that she's allowed to take a neder and a shvua? Because we're afraid when she takes the shvua, she'll take it the shek and be more heter. Why? because she worked with the Yisomim. Since she did all the stuff for the Yisomim, she'll be more heter that she was entitled to it, and that wasn't part of the payment of her ksuba. So the Rish says you'll have the same thing by Yevama. Why? So the Rish says the gave Yevama Avad Achashini Diabma. So Garsha Yevama Tubatal Nichsei Bala Rishon Umare Heter Mishum De Katarcha Kamei Achiv. She'll be more heter here also because she'll say, listen, I'm only getting my ksuba from the first husband. Second husband didn't give me anything. So where did I get payment for this? The second husband? I ended up with the second husband because it's his brother. That's not the person I married. So she'll be more heter that she took a portion of her ksuba to pay her for all that time she had to spend with his brother. And then she'll collect her full ksuba for the time that she was with the original husband. So again, the Rish says this is parallel to the other case by Almana, which is that it's a problem of more heter. So just like this divorcee will also write more heter latzma and say that her collection was to pay her for the process of Yibum, and therefore we're afraid of her taking a shvuah, we let her take a neder in place. Just like by an almono, the same thing. She'll be more heter that she took care of the Yisomim and took portion of the ksuba as payment, and therefore she thinks she's still entitled, and take a shvuah check, and therefore we prefer a neder. That's the way the Re explains it, as opposed to Rashi. Alright, now, the Gemara continues. Hitkin Rabbi Gamliel Zakein Shidei no Deret, that she would take a neder. Am Rav Huna, Lo Shano El Shlo Niseit. That's only if she has not married yet. Aval Niseit, if she's already married to a new husband, then Ein Madirinota, we don't make her take a neder. Why not? So this is a little flashback to Nedorim. Why Niseit, my time alo, then Mefer La Baal. Because they're afraid she'll take the neder, and then she'll come home, and the Baal can be made for the neder for her. He's made for the nether, then we don't have a nether. There's no real, right? There's no impetus. There's no nothing preventing her from lying because she knows she can get rid of the nether in the end. So kilo nisei nami. So wait, when she doesn't get married, why can't you do the same thing? The husband will be made for it. The problem is the chiminsaba. When she gets married to him, he'll be made for it. Made for law. So made for law baal. The baal will be made for it. Well, that we already know from the Dorim that what ain't a baal made for bekodmin. That a baal cannot be made for nedarim that took place prior to nisuin. He doesn't have a right to be made for nedarim prior to nisuin. So since it was already before nisuin, he won't have the right to be made for it. Dilma azul the gabi chacham v'shari lo. So why are you worrying about a faris nedarim? What about hataris nedarim? Let her go to buy a chacham, and she'll get a hataris nedarim, and then she'll be out of the. She'll also get out of the problem. So when it says katzavar tzarach lefaret et haneder. He believes, or Huna believes, that when you go to a chacham to get a taras nedarim, you have to explain the whole situation. You have to tell the whole neder over and explain the context. So once she explains the context, no chacham is going to be matir neder in that type of context. Rav Nachman Amar afilu niseit. Rav Nachman says that even if she gets married, she can still use this neder in place of a shvuah. So niseit vada mefer la baal. But then why does he worry about the problem of Huna? Certainly when she's married, the husband can go ahead and be made for the neder. So when it says the madrina la birabim, that they make her take a neder birabim, meaning in front of 10 people, because he believes from Nachman that if you're madir birabim, that you can't be made for such a neder. So now meitave niseit, if she got married, govak tubata, then she can take her ksuba im nadra. So what does that mean? So if she gets married, she can collect her ksuba if she takes a neder. So what does it sound like? It sounds like she got married. She wanted to collect her ksuba. She took a neder. So it sounds like even after she's married, she can do this. Sounds like Rav Nachman and not like Rav Huna. My love, nadra hashto, that she took the neder now, and that would be a support position of Nachman. Lo, the nadra mikara, she took the neder prior to getting married. But now that she's married, we don't say, right, that it's a problem because we know that a baal cannot be made for in kodmin. Vahatanya, we have another brisa that says, niseit, no deret. Vigovek tubata. So now this one you can't do anymore. It says niseit, she got married, no deret, and then she takes the neder vigovek tubata. So there it's clear that she's taking the neder after she's married. So it says snaihi. That is a machlokes tanoim. Why? Deiga the mandamar neder shuhuder berabim yeshlo hafara. The neder that's taken berabim, you can be mayfair. Deiga the mandamar ain't lo hafara. It does not have hafara. So based on this, that'll be the machlokes over here. Now, machlokas over here will be whether hafara works or not. So if she takes a neder berabim and she cannot be made for such a neder, then that's the position of Rav Nachman. Based on that, Rav Nachman says, v'imadrila berabim, the husband can't be made for it, and therefore the neder will work even after she's married. On the other hand, Rav Huna says, no, we have a machlokas, there's a tano I hold, like the tano says that even when you take a neder berabim, you can still have hafara. The baal can still be made for such a neder. And if he could be made for such a neder, then this is not, right, a preventative measure for having her not lie. Because since she can be, he can be made for the neder, she's not afraid of the neder, and she'll take it despite the fact that she is lying. So now the Gemara asks, Ibayiluhu, Tzarech lefarit a neder ein tzarech. When you go to get a Taurus Nedarim, do you have to enumerate or explain or explicate the neder or not? So Rav Nachman are eino tzarech. Rav Nachman says you do not need to. Rav Papa amar tzarech. Rav Papa says you do need to explain it. Nachamar eino tzarech. You don't have to list out or give the whole context and everything about the neder. Diamar tzarech. Because if you say that you do have to give all the details of the neder, zimnin de gaizle the diburei. Sometimes he'll only, right, he'll only explain a portion of it, or he'll only tell a portion of the story. V'cham ay demashma mayfair. And the Chacham, what he hears, he'll be mayfair. Meaning that the Chacham's knowledge is only as good as what this person's telling him. So the person can tell him a story, right, that misleads the Chacham into being mayfair and neder. That's not the case. So therefore, we don't say be mefarit the neder. Because if the person explains the neder, and that's what the Chacham's relying on, it's a possibility the Chacham be matir, whatever he tells him. But that what he told him is not the whole story. Rav Papa Amar, Tzarech Mishum Milsa De Surah. Right, Rapapa says you must enumerate the neder, you must explicate on the neder, right, because we're afraid that the neder they took, this person took, was bisura. I mean, it was on something that you're not allowed to be matir neder, like this case over here, like kiboy ksubatza, in a case where she's trying to collect her ksuba, and she's trying to be matir the neder she took. So she has to explain the case, because otherwise how are we going to know that that's the case? It's not. Hanose nashim ba'aveira. We're talking about a kohen here. It's Mishnah in Bechoros. A Kohen who marries women ba'aveiro. What's ba'aveiro? Aveiro means that he married a grusha or a chalutza, someone that he's not permitted to marry. Pasul achidor ana, that he may not serve in the avoda. He's restricted from doing avoda until he takes a neder hana from this. V'tani Allah, we say over there, noder. As soon as he takes a neder that he will not go back or get back together with this woman, or he's noder hana from this woman, Vovet, he can go and do a voda right away. Yoreid umargarish, and then afterwards give the get, because they're not afraid that he's going to go back and give, not give the get or be mata the neder. V'yamar te'enot tzarech lefareta the neder. If he doesn't have to explain why he took the neder, lichosh duma azul legavi chacham b'sharilei. Why don't we worry about the fact that he might go to a chacham and be mata the neder? If he's mata the neder, what is he going to do? He's going to take the neder, go do the avoda, then go back out to the chacham, say I need a hatara from my neder, from I took a neder anah from my wife. I need a Hadar Sindar, and he says, Mutalach, Mutalach. And now he doesn't have to divorce her, because he hasn't given her a get yet. So how could you allow him not to be Mefarit, the details? So what's Rab Nachman's answer? Rab Nachman's answer is, the Madrinan Leber Abim. Right, that we make him, when he takes a neder, he doesn't take a simple neder, he takes a neder Berabim, that doesn't have the ability to be, have Hataras Nidorim. So Hanicho, the man Damar, neder Shehudar Berabim, in Lo Afara. That works well according to the one who says that a neder that is taken in public, taken in the presence of 10, doesn't have a fara. The manda rayesh lo hafara, Michael the Maymar. According to the one who says you can, you can nullify or matir a neder that was taken by rabim, what can you say? The madrina lay al das rabim. That we take the neder al das rabim. What does it mean al das rabim? Rashi says that they are madim al datenu. Meaning that the neder is taken based on our input, or what we think, not what you think, but what we think, and we're the only ones who can determine what's going to happen with this nether. So that's how that's Rabim. In that case, you can't. The Amar Meimar, a Meimar says Hilchasa, Afilu the Mondo Amar Nether Shuda Barabim Yesh Lo Hafara. Even according to the one who says that a nether that's taken Barabim has Hafara, Al Dat Rabim Ain Lo Hafara. That was taken al das rabim and has no hafara. So once you take a neder al das rabim, then we're not worried about all these issues of hataras nedarim or hafaras nedarim, because you're locked. You're locked in. There is no hataras nedarim and there is no hafaras nedarim for such a neder. The Agamar says, well, that's hani milei lirishus, the dvar shus. That's true that there's no hafara hataras nedarim when it comes to a al das rabim. That is the dvar shus. Aval a dvar mitzvah yesh lo hafara. But when it comes to a dvar mitzvah, right, then it is as hafara. Why? Ki ha'o mikre dardake. There was this teacher of children. Right, it was a young, it was a mechanech. Da adre ravacha al das rabim. Ravacha made him take a neder al das rabim that he would not teach children anymore. Da hava pasha bianoke, because he was a little rough with the kids. He used to hit them a little too hard. And since Rav Acha felt it was it was inappropriate, therefore he wanted to stop him from teaching the children because he thought they didn't treat them properly. V'hadri Ravina, and Ravina was matter this neder, v'lo yishtakach t'dayek katvatei, because they couldn't find another teacher that was as qualified or as good as he was, and therefore they were matir the neder. So you see, b'makom mitzvah, that even when it's done al das rabim, you're allowed to be matir the neder. And that's what the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam explains why is that over here. Right? That, Rabbeinu Tam, mishum de mistoma nechalei the rabim, mishum mitzvah. Because I take the shvua al das rabim, means that it's not on what I think, but it's what the rabim thinks. But when it comes to the dvar mitzvah, then it's probably in the best interest of the rabim to have this mitzvah done. And therefore, even al das rabim, they would, right, allow it to be, they would allow it to have a hataras nidorim. So based on this, right, Tosus asks on the previous amud, which is very important, how come Rav Huna? Right, Rav Huna says that a woman who's niseit already cannot do the neder instead of a shvua. Rav Nachman says, no problem, because madrin le'ab rabim. We give her a neder v'rabim. So why is it that Rav Huna can't answer that too? Why can Rav Huna have a married woman take a neder al das rabim? If she does that, she can't be made for the neder. If she can't be made for the neder, then what are we worried about? So why can't she take the neder when she is niseit? So Tosus gives two answers for Rav Huna's position. The first answer he gives about Rav Huna's position is that Rav Huna argues on a meimar. That Rav Huna does not agree to the loch of a meimar, and he does not believe that everybody agrees that al das rabim you can't be mefer. That's one possibility. The other possibility Tosus says, and it's a very interesting possibility, is that when it comes to a faris nedarim, if you believe that a neder that is done birabim can have a fara, then you also believe that a neder al das rabim can have hafara. Because there should be no difference. So, because there won't be any, when it comes to inyan nidre ishto, ein l'chalek ben rabim ben al das rabim. There's no reason to be l'chalek. And since Rav Huna believes that you can't use rabim, so then he also believes you can't use das rabim, because he says there's no reason to differentiate in hafara between rabim and das rabim, because the husband has rights to be made for the neder of his wife. Shouldn't matter how she took the neder, he has a right to be made for such a neder. Because of that, Rav Huna couldn't answer before al das rabim. He couldn't answer up that the solution would have been to do it al das rabim, because right, he doesn't hold that that works. Either because he argues on a meimar, or because he believes that the hafara applies, that there's no differentiation of hafara between rabim, neder al rabim, or neder al das rabim. The other interesting point I'll just make here is Tosus on the first Amud today spoke about when the woman took a neder, it says that she was oser peirot olam alai. And Tosus says that the girsa specifically is peirot olam and not kol peirot. And Tosus, because Tosus on Amud Beis asks a question. Well, what are we afraid of? We're afraid that this woman's going to take a neder and her husband will go ahead and be made for the neder. So he says, why don't we just say to her like this? Take a loaf of bread. And say to her, take a neder that you won't get any hana from this loaf of bread if you took any of your ksuba. And then she takes the neder and they say, go eat the loaf of bread. Right? They tell her to go eat the loaf of bread right in front of them. They'll know right away if the neder is good or not good, because she has to eat the loaf of bread in front of them. So Tosus there gives two answers. One answer is maybe the husband will whisper behind that he's made for the neder. The other answer he gives, which is an important answer, he says that because the woman's only chosheshet at the neder, only ones are about a neder when she's going to violate it over and over and over again for the rest of her life. So she takes a neder that's going to persist and be with her for the rest of her life, and she will violate it, that she'd be afraid to do. But if it's a neder that she's going to just violate once, then she's not as afraid. She'll take it, she'll violate it once, and it's over, and it's done with. So that the woman's not afraid of. So that's, again, what Tosus says over here. If a woman says, peirot olam alai, that works, because that's a good neder. If she says, kol peirot olam alai, that's not a good neder. Why? Because it's an impossible neder. She can't be omeid in that neder. Since she can't be omeid in that neder, what do we say? We say about nedarim that you can't do. Malkin otal. We give you malkus right away, and the neder is mutar. So over here, even though she'll take a nedre shav, if she takes kol peirot olam alai, again, Tosus says the same thing. She's not afraid of taking a neder where there's one instance of violation. The only time that she's really afraid, the only time that neder is effective here to replace shavua, is where she believes that she'll, for the rest of her life, be in violation or possibly violating this neder, and that will prevent her from lying in this instance. All right, we'll stop over here.